Power encourages us to see all the complexity as inherent in the system instead of inherent in us. We are infinitely creative and complex, but they exist by theft. For if the system can own us, it can assume possession too of our attributes and achievements. All power has to do is set up the competition, the hierarchy, and we do the rest, a strategy effortless. As long as you keep resources private and we keep accepting this, they can keep us jumping for them because we want to live. Let's illustrate with Kuznets. So, if hierarchy is accepted, the game, the world, is forfeited before we can stand and look about and get our bearings. We're born onto a ladder or sliding down the Kuznets curve from rural to urban. Never mind Wallerstein's telling us we drive this process, this so-called progress, with our demand pressure to be middle class, to have greater security from privation. So our movement is claimed by power as its, the system's. Our power has been alienated and credited to the system as mediated by sheepdogs who turn our life into abstracts to serve power and to convert life to thought in their upside down world is called creating wealth, quote unquote. And this con is so critical to power's rule, it will be well rewarded from our blood made booty and the earth's. So it's not us being powerful in the fantasy land of abstractions. It's Kuznet's classic vision that's unfolding, holding true, proving the value of its predictive thought. Level of development, quote unquote, is equated in his thinking with level of income. Remuneration tags where you are on the scale of progress. But who decides what your remuneration will be? The market. By what criteria? Essentially, to answer that question most accurately, you have to factor in the pattern. Not just seize upon a moment or a slice, but see that the way that things unfold is not random, but a tendency focused toward a goal. And this thing, as it's moving, has momentum, moving ever forward, forward, towards, going someplace, going where? Only when you see the movement of a thing do you begin to see it in its place of forward movingness. So, on what will it smile, what frown? As long as resources are being made scarce for us, it little matters. As long as the pattern is being reinforced, jungle ethics will decide. The market as a conscious actor only matters on the macro side, to give the big push, set the big weights firm in place, that they hope cannot be overturned, and the cons, as manifested in us, do the rest. And as long as we keep believing in their story of the competition, keep treating it as something legitimate, power has little to fear from us. We become self-regulating, as we keep the market in ourselves, we keep the market going, as we keep ourselves in chains. Galbraith is describing what happens at the intersection of hierarchy with power. In Kuznet's classic vision, the bullies at the top are on upward sloping income inequality surfaces, quote unquote, and can continuously skew things to keep it that way, as long as supremacy is the only game we play. This is the work the sheepdogs do for power, and it's well paid. Maintaining the cons turns out to be the most highly rewarded economic activity. All is well for folks at the top, while we at the bottom are told, suck it up.